to term on the podcast. I am the woman who prayed and painted to clear the muddied waters in my marriage and to heal my emotional pain. And then I took that artwork and I used it as inspiration to create products. And I am so excited. My Etsy shop is live. Yes, 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 yes. So if you want a one-stop shop to get your cards, to get your bomber jackets and your sneakers, OMG. We want you to not only send a card, write a timeless handwritten note with the check-in cards. We also want you to wear your support with our sneakers and bomber jackets. I am telling you, go over to Check-In Cards by DLW on Etsy, and honey, you will find my products, and I am just thrilled. I can't even tell y'all the tears, the pain, the money, the time, the energy, the effort, the butta, on and on and on. And honey, I no longer declare that I produce power from my pain, because I have no power of my own. I decree and declare that I am God resilient, and it is through God's resiliency that I can do the things that I do and have what I have. Amen. So let's do what we came to do, honey. We came to pray, process today's devotional in God resilient, and pursue God's word. Amen. Let's go ahead. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you and we praise you. Father God, we thank you for who you are, Lord Jesus. Moved by your power, God, and moved by your might, Lord Jesus. Father God, we invite you into this space and into this place, Lord God. Thank you so much for who you are, Lord Jesus. Continue to give us revelatory insight through thy Holy Spirit, Lord God. Continue to teach us about our kingdom value. Continue to show us what spiritual capital is. Oh, Father God, continue, Lord God, to help us to be empathetic and compassionate. Open up our eyes to understand it. Oh, we open up our hearts and our minds to you to receive from you, Lord God. We love you and we need you. Now, Lord, hide me behind the cross. I am your vessel of honor, fit for your use, Lord God. Speak through me. Have your way in me. Move by your power. Father God, I love you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hey, Deacon Johnson, it's wonderful to see you this morning. I am grateful unto the Lord. God is faithful and he is true. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. God bless you, Rhonda. It is wonderful to see you this morning. We are, y'all already know where we are. We are in Judges chapter 16. God, I mean, if y'all are like with me, then your mind have to be just as blown as my mind is blown. And how such a disservice that I did myself for not delving into Samson's life. But look, all things in due time at the right time. Amen. God bless you, Terry. It is wonderful to see you this morning. Amen. And my goodness, we are just seeing so much about God and who he is and the humanity, the gift, the call, the purpose, the will, the sin, the flesh. My God, sounds like Samson was a human being. Sounds like Samson was a real person. Amen. When we really delve into his life, yesterday we mentioned that you can be called, amen, by God, but still be conflicted, amen, and still have a contentious life and a contentious situation, amen. And that is just something that we have to always, always remember. that yes, we are called, we are gifted, we have an assignment on our lives, but there's always that point of contention. It's always that point of tension. We are always conflicted. It is always something about us, something about our character, our disposition, our thought process, our belief system, our personality, our idiosyncrasies. It is something about our flesh, about our humanity. Amen. That is in stark contrast to who God is and the call of God on our lives. Amen. And one thing that I want to point out today is the difference between the gift and grace. Now, this is something that I am still chewing on. And I'm like, okay, God, I need the revelation. I need you to speak. I need my eyes open because I want to understand the difference between the gift and the grace. Was Samson operating? Okay, let me read. Let's go back and let's read Judges chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. And I'm going to need y'all, God bless you. We're on you, recording on the podcast, YouTube Live, Facebook Live. I want to hear from you. Let's reread Judges chapter 16, verses 1 through 3. And I want you guys to tell me from what God is giving you, is Samson operating under the grace of God or the gift from God? Amen. Judges chapter 16, verses 1, and I read in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute and went to bed with her. When the Gazites heard that Samson was there, they surrounded the place and waited in ambush for him all that night at the city gate. They kept quiet all night, saying, "Let's wait until dawn, then we will kill him." But Samson stayed in bed only until midnight. Then he got up, took hold of the bars of the city gate, along with the two gateposts, and pulled them out, bar and all. He put them on his shoulders and took them to the top of the mountain overlooking Hebron. Now, as we think about this, we already know Samson's call. We already know his purpose. We already know that his life was dedicated unto the Lord. We already know these things. But is Samson operating under God's grace or the gift? Now, me, as I seek the Lord, you know, when you are ministering, you're constantly praying. Well, some people, from, you know, how I was taught, when you are ministering, you should be praying to the Lord simultaneously. God, speak through me. God, have your way. God, give me the right words to say. Holy Spirit, rise up. You know what I mean? You're constantly praying to the Lord to remain in connection with God simultaneously and concurrently while you are ministering. So as I'm sitting here having an internal conversation with God and an external conversation with you, I'm asking the Lord, is Samson operating under your grace or your gift? Amen. Now, we can say possibly that when he went to Gaza, slept with the prostitute, after he saw her, that could have been his grace or his mercy, right? When he got up in the middle of the night, at midnight in particular, that could have been God's grace. And the reason why that could have been God's grace is because one or two things happened, and we mentioned it yesterday, right? Either God revealed to him what was going down in a dream. You know, God speaks to us in dreams. And in particular, we've seen several times that God would warn someone in a dream. Get up, go here, get up, move, get up, go this direction, don't go that direction, right? God will warn people in a dream. So there's one instance or one argument or perspective that Samson is operating under God's grace when he got up at midnight, because one, God could have warned him in a dream what was going to happen. That's God's grace, right? The other argument is that Samson's conscience could have pricked him. Think about it. We don't know, but think about it. After we do what we do, when we do it, let's hope it's far few and in between at this age and stage in our walk with Christ. Amen. Whatever that thing is, doesn't our consciousness prick us? I mean, we knew that Samson had a conscience when he said in Judges chapter 15, verse 3, Samson said to them, "This time I will be blameless when I harm the Philistines." There was a consciousness. There was an awareness that I was wrong the first time, but I may not be wrong this time. I'm going to be blameless. So we know that if Samson dedicated his life to Christ, to God, excuse me, as a Nazarite, he had some type of relationship with the Lord. His consciousness could have pricked him to get up. If his consciousness pricked him to get up, he could have repented for his actions. Think about it. We're men and women of God, and we sin, right? We're no longer sinners, but we sin. We don't practice sin, but we fall short and we miss the mark and we sin. If Samson's consciousness was pricked, he could have repented. We don't know. Just like no one ever knows the prayers of your heart. The prayers of your heart are between you and the Lord. When God reveals to you that you are wrong. And then some of us may even have the argument that a consciousness is the grace of God. Is your consciousness or your conscience the gift of God? I don't think I'm conscious of what I did. I don't know if that's necessarily a gift. I believe that that's grace. Amen. God did not allow our minds and our hearts to be seared that our sin doesn't even affect us. So there's this argument that either God revealed to Samson in a dream what was going down, or his consciousness pricked him and he possibly repented for his actions. So Brother Gil says, and God bless you, Terry and Gil, I believe the gift and grace. God gives us his gift, which we can use for both evil or good. It's our choice. However, God's grace is when we may have chosen to use his gift incorrectly to protect us when we make the wrong choice. Ooh, very interesting. We see the gift and the grace operating here. So Deacon Johnson says, let's say God gives each one of us a gift or gifts. Samson's gift is his power. Ooh, there we go. Amen. But we can't do anything without God's grace on our lives. Ooh, it's getting juicy. It's getting juicy, y'all. Okay. Now, Deacon Johnson stole my little thunder. He stole my little thunder, y'all. Because he talked about Samson's gift was his power. God bless you, Sandra. It is wonderful to see you this morning. Samson's gift was his power. That was the gift. And we know that God's gifts come without repentance. So we can be in sin and still operate in the gift. Okay. And I'm going to use an easy one because we know this one. We're familiar with this one. As we were maturing in the Lord, and we were still lukewarm, we could have drank and drugged and partied Saturday night and got up and tore the house down in the choir or in the pulpit Sunday morning. I'm just going to use an easy one that we are familiar with. Right? In sin, hold down, show down, get down. Excuse me. Okay. That may have been offensive. Excuse me. Okay. Excuse me. Y'all know what I mean. Didn't mean to offend if I did. Amen. But on Saturday night, and we can come up with gobs, ubers of examples that you can do one thing in 1 hour, 1 minute, 1 day, and it does not take away the gift. Because gifts are without repentance. And I think like Gil stated, or maybe even Deacon Johnson, both gentlemen this morning, that it takes the grace of God that you didn't die in your sin. The grace and the mercy of God that something didn't happen to you while you were sinning. The grace of God that you got up and you were able to move forward and to do what you really supposed to be doing. Amen. But when it comes to that supernatural power and that strength that Samson had, that was his gift. Because only Samson could do what Samson could do in that dispensation of time. In that season, he was called in that season. And from my understanding, you guys can tell me, I don't know of any other who had that same type of strength. That was a gift. So even if he lied with a prostitute the night before, he got up at midnight and operated in his gifting. Because the plan of God was to still to use Samson to begin delivering the Israelites from the Philistines. God's will and purpose did not change irrespective of what Samson did or did not do. And when he didn't even say, and check it, this particular time, it did not say that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. Now, I don't know if God is sovereign. Right? So you can have a gift and you can operate in your gift, but there's that time that the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you. When you are operating in your gift, you know the difference. Somebody can sing like a bird. They can play an instrument because that's their gift. But when the anointing of the Lord comes upon them, it takes that gift to a supernatural realm. And yokes are destroyed. My God. People are delivered. People receive healing. Jesus. When the Spirit of the Lord comes in, it shifts the atmosphere. It purifies the mind. It causes things to flow and to move. Ooh, when the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It is the anointing that makes the difference. Amen? So we can operate in our gift. But when the grace of God and the Spirit of God comes upon us, my God, my God, my God. So there were times that the Spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. And in this particular time, we see that he just operated in his gift. But he operated in the gift because the Bible does not say that the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Amen. And the other very interesting point that I want to make is Hebron was between 9 and 20 miles away from Gaza. Hallelujah. Between 9 and 20 miles away, southeast. Okay? That's like if you are in Philadelphia, that's like you are driving towards Atlantic City. Amen? So that equated to like an hour to 45 minutes. That he carried this gate and post on his shoulders. Now, they didn't have paved roads either. Now, come on, y'all. Let's picture this. The roads weren't paved. They were thick sand roads. So the strength that Samson displayed to carry this iron gate with two posts anywhere between an hour to 45 minutes, anywhere between 9 to 20 miles southeast of Gaza to go up a mountain. Come on, y'all. Let's put this strength into context and into perspective. That was a gift. And the other interesting point that we touched on yesterday, and I think my husband brought up the point, is that he was fearless and he was causing an insult. Hallelujah. When he lifted up that gate, pulled it up, and left the city of Gaza wide open, that was an insult to the people of Gaza. Amen. An insult. Because that city gate represents protection. So what was Samson saying? You are no longer protected. You are no longer protected. I am leaving you vulnerable and I'm leaving you wide open. It was also a sign for Samson displaying to the Israelites, we are the victorious ones. We can vigorously take the Philistines. If we were to band together, if we were to join together, follow me. You've heard about me. My reputation precedes me. You know me. You know what I can do. You know I've dedicated my life to God. You know the Spirit of the Lord comes upon me. You know that I am anointed. You know that I am called. You know that God is with me. You have seen what I have done. I am doing this to insult and offend the Philistines, as well as to show you that we are victorious. Amen. There's a lot going on here that I don't want us to miss. We are still talking about the relationship dynamics, the relationship that Samson had with the Philistines. This was war. They were at odds. They were stark enemies. Samson was fearless, bold, and anointed. Look at the relationship dynamics between him and the Israelites. They have yet to join him. They have yet to rally around him. They have yet to join and band together to stand with him as his champion to rise up against the Philistines. The Israelites have yet to recognize his kingdom value and his spiritual capital. They didn't see it. They didn't recognize it, nor did they see or recognize the kingdom value and spiritual capital of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the Son of the living God. Deacon Johnson says, yes, Pastor, when the anointing falls on your gift, you are in another place and can do unbelievable things. Amen. The gift and the grace. The gift, the grace, the anointing, the mercy, the call, the purpose, the will, the assignment. All come from God. Our source, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Yes, he provides the grace. He provides the gift. He provides the mercy. He provides the call. He provides the anointing. Come on, y'all. He provides the plan. He provides the purpose. He provides the assignment. And he provides the will to do his will. Jehovah Jireh, our provider, provides it all. Jehovah Nisi, he is the reason why we are victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. He is God. I am that I am. And I've always interpreted that. This is my interpretation. Whatever I need God to be in my life at any time and any moment, I can call on him. And he is sovereign, and he can be and do and use and call anyone at any time, at any place, how he chooses, for how long he chooses, when he chooses, how he chooses, because he is God, the maker of heaven and earth. And he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And we were bought with a price, the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God. And we belong to him. God had a plan. And we see that lying with the Gazite prostitute did not thwart God's plans. He's still insulting the Philistines. He's still providing opportunities and an occasion for the Philistines to get angry, to be offended, and to rise up. That's still God's plan. It did not change because he fell, because he sinned. Look at God. I hope this word is encouraging. I hope this word lets you know that it ain't over. It's not over. Keep going. Get up. A righteous man falls 7 times, but he gets up again and again and again. And the fact that Samson, excuse me, got up at midnight. He didn't lay there all night and all morning into the next day. Nah, he didn't do that. He got up. So whether God warned him in a dream, even if God warned him in a dream, he still had free choice to ignore the warning. How many of us have received the warning of God and ignored it? And still went full speed ahead. Still did what the Lord told, what we were not supposed to do. Amen? Rhonda says, God's plans prevail. Yes, they do. Deacon Johnson said, it's not over until it's over. God's plans and purpose had yet to be accomplished. Through Samson. Who he called, who he chose. He called Samson. He chose Samson. He chose his parents. He chose the assignment. He chose how he was going to be reared. God chose all of that. And obviously, it had yet been 20 years for Samson to judge the Philistines. And his judgment, or his call as judge, was not the same as Deborah. Was not the same as Barak. Think about it. There were a lot of judges. How God used them to judge their enemies, the Israelites' enemies, did not look the same every time. It was not the same every time. This is how God chose to anoint, gift, and to use Samson. He had kingdom value and spiritual capital, none like any other. Just as you. Your kingdom value. And your spiritual capital is like none other. Accept it. Receive it. Praise God. Worship Him for it. Submit it to the Lord. Amen. Rhonda says, that's why we shouldn't count people out. Hallelujah. We should not count people out because God's plan prevails. You better. Elder Zeddy says on YouTube Live, His will be done no matter what comes one's way. His will be done. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Hallelujah. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. My husband William says, and God bless you, man of God. Good morning to you. His will be done. And Deacon Johnson is agreeing and saying amen to Rhonda. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 My God, thy kingdom come and thy will be done in Deacon Johnson's life. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in William Webb the Fourth's life. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in Rhonda Miller's life. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in Terry Wheeler's life. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in Gil Wheeler's life. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in Sandra Hunley's life. Thy kingdom come and thy will be done in Elder Zeddy Phelps Duke's life. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, Lord, and thy will be done in our lives. What you have thought and purposed and will for our lives that's written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Lord God, we submit to that will. Help us to see thy will. Help us to accept thy will. Help us to get into agreement with thy will. Hallelujah. Even if we can't perceive or understand or discern thy will, thy way, and thy purpose, keep us. Keep us. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil, Lord, until we know thy way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We submit to thy will. We submit to that way. We submit to that call. Help us. We can't do it without you. Give us the grace to stay in your will. Give us the grace, God, to do what you called us to do. Give us the will to do your will, God. Help us. Keep us in the way of everlasting, God. For thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, God. Hallelujah. Lead us down the narrow way that leads to life, God. Hallelujah. Put us on the path of righteousness for thy name's sake, God. Hallelujah. Help us to walk the highway of holiness, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For there is a way. We plan our way, but you order and direct our steps, Lord God. Hallelujah. Make our feet flat-footed, standing on thy word, Lord God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but thy word shall stand. May we stand on thy word, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 My God, order our steps, God. Help us. Help us, God. Remove disappointment from our hearts, Lord. If what we have asked for has yet to come to pass. You said hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is the tree of life. Infuse us with hope. Infuse us, God, with joy. Infuse us with love and peace. Infuse us, God, with gratitude and thankfulness. Hallelujah. Remove the sickness of heart from hope deferred, from deferred hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Jesus. Woo! Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, the Most High God, the maker of heaven and earth, the author and the finisher of our faith. The author and the finisher. Who is going to finish this story, this life, this historical account, this assignment of Samson? Who is going to finish it? Yes, we can go line by line. Yes, we can go precept by precept. Yes, we can be empathetic. We can be compassionate. We can sit at different seats at the table and look at it from all angles. Yes, we can do all that. But who's going to finish this thing? Chill. God. God. God got the last say. God gonna finish it. God gonna do it. Hallelujah. God. 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 Hallelujah. Y'all. Child, we might as well go. I don't know how long I'm going to keep y'all. Okay. God going to do this thing. Help us, God. Hallelujah. Help us, God. Hallelujah. Help us, God. Hallelujah. Deacon Johnson says his grace and mercy are sufficient. He also says, help us, O Lord. Yes, Father, glory to your name. Rhonda says, Lord, we thank you for opening up the scriptures and making them plain in Jesus' name. Amen. My hubby says, Samson's story brings so much revelation and light to the humanity of God's anointed and his grace thereof. Deacon Johnson continues and says, yes, he is. He alone is going to do this because it was his call. It was his assignment. Samson belongs to God. You belong to God. You belong. You belong to God. It ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over. Samson's story is not over. It ain't over. It ain't over. It ain't over. The author and the finisher. Jesus. He's the finisher. He's the finisher. Hallelujah. He will finish it. He will finish it. He will have the last say. He authored it and he will finish it. I gotta go, because we will be here, okay? God bless you. Mwah. God bless you. Mwah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We'll be right back.